Hare Krishna. Last night I was going through my various notes for my latest writing project, which I'm now beginning, which is Damodar Lila. That's not necessarily the name, but it's on the from the 8th to the 11th chapter of 10th canto, about Mother Yashoda's binding Lord Krishna. And there I found a very interesting series of quotes that I had sort of saved, and it was Srila Prabhupada's emphasis. The quotes were about Srila Prabhupada's emphasis of reading his books. And I'll go over those. They're so very important, and Prabhupada is himself so very emphatic about the importance of this single activity of regularly reading his books. In the first quote, Prabhupada says as follows: "I'm so glad to learn that you're reading my Bhagavad Gita as it is with great interest, and I hope, if you kindly read my books carefully, that all your spiritual desires will be fulfilled." Here are some interesting points from this letter. Srila Prabhupada is very happy. He says, "I'm very glad." Why is he very glad? Because the devotee is reading Bhagavad Gita as it is with great interest. I mean, one thing is that we read something out of obligation or some type of, or disinterest, but we read it because we have to, and then the next step is that we don't read it at all. But here Srila Prabhupada is very happy that we're investing some equal amount of energy, and we're responsive to his rising early, his spending hours and hours of dictation, translation, the effort that he put in to have his book published and distributed, encouraging us to do that, setting up an institution so that the content of his books could be taught and learned and practiced under ideal circumstances. In other words, Prabhupada is very happy that we're reciprocating and recognizing his hard work and reciprocating with that. And I hope that if you kindly read my books, and now Srila Prabhupada is showing such humility, he's saying, "Oh, if you kindly read my books, then what will happen?" Then Prabhupada gives a result from that. "Oh, if you read my books, then all your spiritual desires will be fulfilled." That's a really wonderful statement. And we're all here because we all have desires. We came to Krishna consciousness. What were our desires? We wanted to know God. We wanted to develop love for God. We wanted to go back home, back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada said all of these will be fulfilled if we read his books. Of course, it just doesn't mean that we're just reading books and becoming bookworms, but it also means that we're applying that which we read. But that's understood and implicit within what Srila Prabhupada is saying. The next quote is more affirmative. It's more stronger. Srila Prabhupada's request is becoming much more strong. He said, "So, I'm requesting all of my students to read my books very seriously, every day without fail, in this way. If your mind becomes absorbed at least 1 or 2 hours daily in the transcendental subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other books, then very easily you will make advancement in Krishna consciousness." My experience as a GBC sannyasi, spiritual master, is that devotees, for the most part, their problems in life, their problems in Krishna consciousness, arise from a lack of spiritual advancement. come to Krishna consciousness with great eagerness, with lots of hopes, but then it's real work to continue advancing further. And Suchinam Shimitam, often devotees have practiced Krishna consciousness in their previous life, so it's sort of easy to take up Purva Abhyasena, to take up where you left off. But then to start pioneering new ground, you've got to be determined, you've got to have spiritual strength. And often I see that devotees' main problem is just that. They're just not Krishna conscious enough. They're just not advancing enough in Krishna consciousness. They're not getting enough of a taste. And as a result of that, so many other desires, ideas, problems arise due to a lack of Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada here now is making a request to everyone in the Krishna consciousness movement. Then he's using the word student, which is more general than just disciple. He says, I'm requesting all my students to read my books. How? Very seriously. So once again, Prabhupada isn't wanting us to just sort of skim through the pages. He wants us to seriously study his books. Seriously means studying the content, the statements, the context, the relevant connecting points, resolving apparent contradictions, tying together points of similarity. There's so much summarizing things, there's so much one can do, which goes under the category of very seriously studying these books. And then what will happen? He says our minds will become absorbed. And this absorption is a very important thing, because whatever yam yam bhapi swaram bhavam, whatever the mind becomes absorbed in, then that's what it dwells on. So if our mind is absorbed in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, then that is what it will be meditating on. That will be the impressions within the mind. If it's absorbed on mundane subject matter, or if there is not this type of purificatory subject matter to absorb our minds in, then the end result is that we'll end up not just thinking, but then feeling and willing those mundane thoughts that come up as a consequence of either just being in the material world, a result of our past activities, and so on. And now here Srila Prabhupada is saying, how much should our minds be absorbed? At least 1 or 2 hours a day, at least. Just like he's saying, at least chant 16 rounds a day. So Srila Prabhupada says, at least 1 or 2 hours a day. I often request disciples and advise devotees that they should study at least 1 hour a day. Prabhupada is saying at least 1 or 2 hours daily. So it's something that we need to take very seriously if we really want to continue progressing in Krishna consciousness and achieve those spiritual desires for which we actually joined. And then Prabhupada says, very easily you will make advancement in Krishna consciousness. So if we do that, then our advancement will be easy, although even that may be a relative statement, because for some it may be easier than others, and for some easy, even the word easy, is hard. But no doubt we will move forward on our path back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, how can we? As if one goes to a university, goes to a place of education, if one doesn't apply himself to the subject matter, doesn't read the books, then what does it mean to go to a place of learning where you don't end up learning anything at all? So then you will advance in Krishna consciousness. And the third one I'll read here is Prabhupada said, please read my books very carefully, again the very cup, and become convinced on this point. So this conviction is needed. Now Srila Prabhupada is talking about being convinced on one point, on the importance of reading his books. that if we are not convinced about that, then we won't do it. If we think that, well, it's all right, I've read it once or twice before, and that's enough. But if we're convinced that, no, just because I read Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam before, that doesn't mean that my duty is done. Just like we're all very convinced about the importance of taking prasadam. So we don't think, well, just because I ate yesterday, I don't need to eat anymore today. No, we know if I don't eat, then I'll be hungry, then I'll become weak, then I'll become sick. So we're very convinced on the importance of eating. Similarly, we need to be convinced of this type of nutrition, spiritual nutrition, that it's something that needs to continue through all stages of devotional service. It needs to continue through all stages, and it does continue through all stages, because when one becomes advanced in Krishna consciousness, one can't live without hearing about Krishna. So here we should take Srila Prabhupada's advice very seriously when he is saying be very convinced on this point. And there are still some more quotes. I think I'll continue them tomorrow. And then Prabhupada says, always read my books. Now, this is the fourth quote. So always read my books. This sort of encapsulates. It's almost like a sutra that we can keep in mind. Always read Srila Prabhupada's books. Which also means that we read so many other things. We read the newspapers, we read, look at the internet, we read all kinds of other literature. But here, Srila Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada didn't forbid us to read other books. But at least, first, we should be reading Srila Prabhupada's books, first and foremost. And once we've fulfilled the criteria that Srila Prabhupada is outlining here, then read other books. But for those who are followers of Srila Prabhupada, our primary responsibility is reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna.